Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. After months of uncertainty, recent updates from PSPC and the City of Kingston have provided a clearer view of the LaSalle Causeway temporary solution and permanent reconstruction. Kingstonians have been working around the major closure since March 30th, when an incident during construction irreparably damaged the Basquiel Bridge. PSPC and the City have been providing regular updates and have been working with Presley Demolition Incorporated to determine their next moves. On Friday, July 19th, PSPC announced that they will be constructing a temporary modular bridge, set to open at the end of September 2024. This will reopen the path across the Cataraqui River to vehicular traffic, and will also include space for pedestrians and cyclists to cross the bridge on one side. As for marine traffic, the Marine Navigation Channel will remain open until the installation of the temporary bridge. But once installed, PSPC anticipates that they will have to remove and reinstall the bridge a couple of times before the end of the navigation season in order to create temporary access. During these temporary marine access windows, vehicular, cyclist, and pedestrian access will be unavailable. The specific timing of these windows is to be determined. PSPC also stated there has not been a decision made regarding the frequency of marine access windows for 2025 and onwards. The temporary modular bridge will remain in place until the construction of a permanent replacement bridge is complete. According to a release from the city in response to the extended closure, full reconstruction is expected to occur in 2025, but a specific timeline has not been provided. In the same release, the city also listed the work they've been doing to handle the closure, including adjusting traffic signals to respond to traffic congestion, adding transit service to manage delays and help keep detoured routes on time, expediting construction projects that can improve traffic flow, and services like a free pedestrian water taxi running from downtown Kingston to the East End. The city has also launched a new webpage, available at cityofkingston.ca, which includes the latest project updates, alternative travel options, and the city's current initiatives. In a message from the City of Kingston, City trials electric street sweeper during two-week pilot project. This initiative is part of the city's ongoing efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of its operations. Staff pursued and were accepted to participate in Natural Resources Canada's Energy Innovation Program for On-Road Transportation Decarbonization, which helps the transportation sector fund green energy projects and increase the uptake of zero-emission on-road vehicles. As a result, city staff have been piloting the Brune Bear electric sweeper in collaboration with Joe Johnson Equipment, Battle Motors, and Elgin Sweepers. Michael Rugroni, Vice President of FS Aftermarket at Joe Johnson Equipment, states, quote, "The EV Brune Bear is the first 100% electric mechanical sweeper from Elgin. This is only the second EV Brune Bear sweeper in operation in North America and the first time in Canada. We're thrilled to partner with the City of Kingston on this exciting initiative," end quote. During the trial period, select vehicle operators will be trained on how to use the equipment and will have the chance to operate the sweeper around the city. The telematics device will collect data on energy use and performance to evaluate the success of the trial and determine the feasibility of incorporating this type of electric sweeper into the city fleet permanently. Brent Fowler, the city's Director of Corporate Asset Management and Fleet, states, quote, "This is a great opportunity for the city to test out zero emissions equipment as we work towards greening our fleet and reducing our carbon footprint. Collaborating with industry leaders like Joe Johnson Equipment, Battle Motors, and Elgin Sweepers ensures that we are at the forefront of technological advancement in sustainable city operations. We look forward to evaluating the performance of the EV Brune Bear and its impact on our environmental goals." End quote. Operator feedback and data collected throughout this trial will help inform government, industry, and vehicle manufacturers on future design challenges and adoption challenges. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Paige Lang with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. This year's Kick and Push Festival, now in its 10th year as an interactive local theater festival, launches July 25th and runs until August 18th across Kingston. Kick and Push specializes in one-of-a-kind, unexpected, and immersive shows that take the audience beyond passive observers, ranging from venues like the Kingston Grand Theater to the Tet Center to the more unexpected. Kick and Push also hosts the Theater Kingston Fringe Festival, which runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. To learn more about Kick and Push, you can visit thekickandpush.com. And for more on Fringe, visit theaterkingston.com. At the Union Gallery, the summer exhibition, The Garden of Forbidden Fruits and the Laws of Cosmic Consciousness by Kelby James is currently running in the projection room until July 27th. This mixed media installation features screen prints, textiles, and found objects, aiming to illuminate queer psychedelic experiences through rich visual language and material process. Also at the Union Gallery, in partnership with Modern Fuel, is the Twofold Artist-in-Residence program. Led by co-directors Jill Glott and Berlin Reed, this program provides an opportunity for local BIPOC artists to dive into their practices, collaborations, and discussions while having access to designated workspaces, professional development, and mentorship, communal events, and a studio visit platform. This year's artists-in-residence are Shanique Part, Alicia Yudvari, Shamara Part, and Sumera Khan, who will work at the Union Gallery in July and Modern Fuel Art Gallery in August. The Union Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday and is free to visit. For more information, visit uniongallery.queensu.ca. Upcoming at the Tet from August 2nd to 31st will be Contemplating Glaciers, a dialogue. A slow exhibition from Jan Kapitoff, curated by Jessica Turner, the exhibition will include photography, sculpture, paintings, video, and audio, and even a virtual reality element using the Oculus headset and footage from a documentary on the melting of the Athabasca Glacier currently in production from this creative team. All ages are welcome to pursue this exhibition in the Tet Center Gallery, and it is free to do so, though exhibition hours vary. There's new events and exhibitions all the time, and to learn more, you can visit tetcenter.org. This and every summer Tuesday, you can head down to Springer Market Square for Salsa in the Square. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., enjoy a free beginner class, and then hit the open dance floor until 10 p.m. Also, every Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m., and every summer Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country music. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshop and summer camps. Coming up in August are adult programs like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Foundations of Darkroom Photography, and Intermediate Print Space, and youth program Painting Your Creatures. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. Every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four or more rounds of trivia, whether you're going solo or in a team. With clips, questions, and more, the winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square in Springer Market Square on Thursdays this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This week, July 15th, The Italian Job starts at dusk. This summer, you can also mark your calendars for A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Today's sports report is the fifth part of a 12-part series previewing the 2024 OUA football season. Today's report is about the Waterloo Warriors. 2023 was a cautiously optimistic year for the Waterloo Warriors. In 2022, the Warriors were perhaps the worst team in the OUA, finishing 1-7, really struggling in their first season without all-Canadian quarterback Trey Ford. 2023, we saw a lot of their younger players, including quarterback Nick Orr and wide receiver James Bacilaga, take big steps forward, and the team as a whole showed a great deal of spirit and fight back, even in the games that they lost. The Waterloo Warriors put forward a respectable 3-5 record in 2023, but it could have and should have been a 4-4 mark if not for a last-second loss to Carleton by a single point. If Waterloo had held on to beat Carleton and record their fourth victory of the season, it would have had drastic consequences for the rest of the OUA. But instead, Waterloo ended up in that final playoff spot where they were trounced by a score of 69-0 by the Laurier Golden Hawks. Waterloo will run back much of its 2023 squad. We'll see quarterback Nick Orr under center once more, and receiver Marcus Hogel should be a name to watch out for, as he was one of Waterloo's top pass catchers in 2023. But the biggest name on this team is actually on the defensive line, and it's CFL draft pick Tyson Hergott, who was one of the league leaders in sacks in the OUA last year, and unquestionably the heart and soul of this Warrior defense. If Hergott does not make a CFL roster, he will be back on the gridiron for the Warriors in 2024, and he will be one of the premier pass rushers in the country, and if not the best, one of the best players in the OUA, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The OUA schedule makers were not kind to the Waterloo Warriors. There is a 6-week stretch where they play 5 of the top teams in the country in Western, Ottawa, Laurier, Guelph, and Queens. That last game is the Queens' homecoming game on the road as well. With that schedule in mind, and with the talent on this team, I think 3-5 is another realistic and positive outcome for the Waterloo Warriors. Don't be surprised if they do drop off a game and end up at 2-6, but I don't think this is a team that is going to be short on talent. They might just still be short on winning experience and winning culture. So Waterloo will likely stay even keel or regress slightly. I don't see them as a playoff team, but I do see them as a tough matchup for every team playing them in 2024. This concludes your sports report. This is Jesse Bell signing off, wishing you all nothing but the best, and leaving you with a very special promo for the Waterloo Queens football homecoming game this October. We hope to see you there. There's no place like home, and there's no experience quite like Queens Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of Homecoming Football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting clear skies this evening, then partly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers later on tonight. We have a risk of thunderstorm late this evening and overnight with a low of 18 degrees. Tomorrow on Tuesday, the 23rd of July, we have mainly cloudy skies clearing late in the morning. We have a high of 27 degrees with humidex that's going to feel like 35. UV index is 7 or high. Tuesday night we'll have cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 18. On Wednesday, July 24th, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 26 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms with a low of 18 degrees. On Thursday, the 25th of July, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 25. Thursday night, cloudy periods with a low of 16. To finish off the week, on Friday, July 26th, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 27, and then for the night, clear skies with a low of 15. That wraps up your CFRC weather report, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report. In a message from the Ministry of Transportation, pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 westbound at Sydenham Road off-ramp, expect lane and ramp closures from July 22nd to July 25th between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. Highway 401 westbound at Highway 15, expect a full mainline closure from July 23rd at 7 p.m. to July 24th at 6 a.m. Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, expect a full mainline closure July 25th at 9 p.m. to July 26th at 6 a.m. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity at 484 Albert Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King, closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Market Street, King to Ontario, closed July 26th from 8 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. for Rock in the Square. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Bader, closed until July 25th at 5 p.m. for construction-related activity on University Avenue. And finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed until July 31st for the Queens JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Restoration Project is underway. The work is planned to conclude in late December 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays to look out for, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl, expect delays and closures along Aberdeen Street for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor begins Phase 2 of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles, Edwin to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes Phase 2 of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence, expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. The lane closure will be controlled by a temporary traffic signal. For details on any of these projects, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Finally, expect delays on the following roads until July 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate asphalt reclamation. Princess Street, Division to Clergy, John Counter Boulevard, Aberfoyle to Portsmouth, Portsmouth Avenue, Old Quarry to John Counter, and Front Road, King to Sandy Bay. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige Lang.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Monday, July 22nd, swing by the club at the RCHA for Monday Afternoon Jazz with Jasmine Wabodish and friends. Enjoy smooth jazz from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for just $5. The Cove Inn hosts Nolan Hubbard for their monthly musical residency from 5 to 8 p.m. Delight in distinct soul pop. Admission is by donation. Since 2000, dancers have gathered at the Newlands Pavilion for swing dancing. Dancing is for all ages and abilities, and the event goes from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is free to attend. Monday is trivia night in Kingston. One-Eyed Jacks hosts trivia starting at 7 p.m. No cover, just have fun. The Brass is also hosting trivia starting at 8 p.m. for teams of four. The event is free and 19+. On Tuesday, July 23rd, Tom Savage hosts Tom's Tuesday Happy Hour Jam at the club at the RCHA. Who can resist a happy hour? Grab a drink and enjoy the show from 4 to 7 p.m. for free. The Cove Inn hosts ethereal folk rock duo Eric Uren and Megan Below every Tuesday. The show is from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Join a Greener Futures team at Breakwater Park for the Love Your Lakes cleanup. Help your earth from 1 to 3 p.m. Remember Shakespeare? The Waring House hosts An Evening with Shakespeare and Wine, a sketch comedy show refreshing the playwright's work. The show is from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and tickets are $27.96. On Wednesday, July 24th, enjoy the patio at the Cove Inn's Wings and Tunes featuring an open mic with Sean McCullough and friends. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., listen to free live music and enjoy some piping hot wings. Head over to Hotel Wolf Island for Bell Fountain, a new indie rock and folk project fronted by Juno Award-winning producer Chris Graham. The show runs from 7 to 9 p.m. and is free to attend. Solo guitarist Norbert LePage is blending both French and English songs this Wednesday at Pistachio Cafe. The show runs from 3 to 8 p.m. Enjoy house-made gelato, salads, and baked goods while listening to chill music. The event is free to attend. Every Wednesday, swing on by Daft Brewing from 7 to 9:30 p.m. for trivia. Bring your competitive spirit because winning team of six is awarded a $100 gift card. What's more, the event is free to attend. Enjoy fresh food that won't break the bank. Come down to Rideau Heights Community Center for Fresh Food Market from 2 to 5 p.m. The event is free. Have a Celine Dion song in your back pocket? Head over to the Mansion for karaoke from 9 to 12 a.m. The event is free to attend. On Thursday, July 25th, the club at the RCHA hosts David Hurley, Scott Hurley, and Charlie Chiarelli for Beats Workin'. Listen to songs from Sicily and your jazz favorites from 7 to 10 p.m. Cover is just $5. Mythological trio of poet musicians True plays Hotel Wolf Island this Thursday. The show runs 9 to 11 p.m. Admission is by donation. The Mansion hosts Max and his equals, Kenny Invamy, Duke, Jess and Zane for just $5. Enjoy an amazing show, doors at 9 p.m. The Toucan hosts country rock and roll group, the Wild Rose Orchestra. Grab a drink and enjoy the show from 9:30 to 1 a.m. The show is free to attend. Bring your friends to Daft Brewing for Drag Sing-Along Roulette, featuring performances chosen by you. Hosted by Rowena Way, the show runs from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. The event is free. For the Wind Clothing Co. is coming to the Mansion, featuring Shiznik, Pretty Boy KO, and more. The show starts at 8 p.m. and the event is $10 to attend. Head down to Kingston Market Square for Movies in the Park. This month is 90s rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You. Who can resist? The show starts when the sun goes down. Bring extra cash for snacks and popcorn. On Friday, July 26th, the Smokin' Roosters is playing Happy Hour TGIF at the club at the RCHA. The show is free to attend, enjoy a drink, and watch the band from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Kingston-based country duo Whiskey Smoke is playing the club at the RCHA for $5. Enjoy the show from 8 to 11 p.m. The Royal Tavern 2.0 is bringing you country and rock group River Cats for Girls Night Out. There's going to be dancing, music, and fun from 9 to 12:30 a.m. The show is free to attend. Family rock band The Garvin Brothers hosts open mic at Spearhead Brewery this Friday. The show runs from 7 to 10 p.m. and is free to attend. Swing by Springer Market Square while Crash Test Dummies and Piner rock the square. Enjoy the summer heat and listen to some tunes from 8 to 11 p.m. The event is free to attend and fun for all ages. Join Quentin Cawtry at the Toucan for a solo acoustic set. Enjoy the folk, rock, and country tunes from 5 to 8 p.m. Stay until 10:30 p.m. for rock and blues band Sweet Pete in the Heat. The show is free to attend. Swing by 305 Rideau Street for a night of laughs and fun. From 6 to 9 p.m. enjoy the Crack Up Comedy Festival with an amazing lineup of comedians from across Canada. All in support of Hilarity for Charity and the Respite Care programs in our community. Bring your best Waylon Jennings song and come down to country karaoke at The Buckle. The ditties run from 9 to 12 a.m. Grab a drink and attend for free. On Saturday, July 27th, it's a special night at the club at the RCHA. Big Fat Horn Band is celebrating 11 years at the club. Enjoy the brassy sound from 8 to 11 p.m. Tickets are $25. Swing by Confederation Park for live music with Triola Trio, Two Thirds Down Under, and Clara Smallman. The bands play 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The show is for all ages and it's free to attend. The McKinnon Brothers Brewing Company is hosting July Talk, Ferrero, and the Empties at the Grandstand. Grab a drink and hang outside. The show starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are $65, general admission. Hotel Wolf Island hosts Tyler Brett Forks on the waterside patio from 3 to 5 p.m. Enjoy the acoustic guitar. Stay and grab a bite with Inner Harbor Jazz from 6 to 9 p.m. The show is free. Join Ottawa-based Americana band Jeff Malaris and the Boconons at Hotel Wolf Island this Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m. Enjoy the music. Admission is by donation. Juniper Cafe is hosting Savannah Shea this Saturday. Enjoy the beautiful view and music from 4 to 6 p.m. The show is free to attend. Bring your friends and family to Fort Henry for a historic event featuring the precision and skill of top Canadian military bands and fireworks. The event runs from 7 to 9 p.m. and tickets start at $21. CMA Ontario Barbecue Beach Bash invites you from 6 to 10 p.m. for Tunes Barbecue and a refreshing beer garden. Featuring bands The Abrams, Carly June, Alexa Goldie, Carissa, and Spencer Burns, enjoy the scenic beach. Tickets are $30. Bring your friends to Spearhead Brewery for nights of laughs and fun from 7 to 10 p.m. Comedian Al Babcock is bringing you all the jokes for free. Head down to Springer Market Square from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a market featuring local produce vendors and more. Fun for all ages. On Sunday, July 28th, enjoy the patio at the Cove Inn with ethereal acoustic duo Head Over Heels. The music plays from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is by donation. Bring a Latin twist to your Sunday with Mauricio Montesinos. Enjoy a drink at the patio at the Creekside Bar and Grill from 5 to 7 for free. Head down to Finkel Shore Park for free live music featuring The Larks, Spencer Scharf, and Side Hustle. Enjoy the beautiful summer weather and music from 3 to 6 p.m. Fun for the whole family. No Static presents a country show featuring Wes DeLeakin, Cody Allen James and Goodco, and Grucho Pepe at Next Church. The show starts at 7 p.m. and admission is $15. Eye masks and earplugs are available. Reduce your footprint and join in on the Outdoors Farmers Market at Kingston Memorial Center. Enjoy produce, pre-made food, and more from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the event is free. Ottawa-based Susie Q's Donuts is back and to complete your Sunday with fresh donuts. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Susie Q's is giving out donuts with vegan options available. Come down to Daughter's General Store with over 100 fresh donuts. They run until they sell out. Relax and rejuvenate this Sunday at Battery Park with free yoga. Bring your yoga mat and enjoy a session taught by a local instructor from 10 to 11 a.m. The session is free. Head on down to the Buckle for Country Open Mic, listen to some music, and grab a drink from 7 to 10 p.m. The event is free to attend.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear. Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering.